Exclusive: Tulsi Gabbard warns of dangers of nuclear war, reject this path to nuclear war. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 10, 2025. Director of National Intelligence, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard warned of the dangers of nuclear war and the impact it would have on people, communities, and the world, and called for a rejection of going down the path to nuclear war. In a video posted to X, Gabbard shared how she had recently visited Hiroshima, one of the cities in Japan that had an atomic bomb dropped on it in 1945. Gabbard explained that it was hard for her to share what she had seen, the stories she heard, and the haunting sadness that still remains. Gabbard continued to warn of the dangers that a single nuclear weapon today could cause and warned that the world is closer to the brink of nuclear annihilation than ever before. "I recently visited Hiroshima in Japan and stood at the epicenter of a city that remains scarred by the unimaginable horror caused by a single nuclear bomb dropped in 1945, 80 years ago," Gabbard said. "It's hard for me to find the words to express what I saw, the stories that I heard, the haunting sadness that still remains. This is an experience that will stay with me forever." Gabbard continued to detail how the nuclear attack of Hiroshima obliterated the city and left over 300,000 people dead, while others died from radiation sickness, severe burns, or cancer that set in the following months and years. "Nagasaki suffered the same fate. Homes, schools, families, all gone in a flash. The survivors, the Himbakusha, they carried the pain of extreme burns, radiation sickness, and loss for decades," Gabbard continued. Gabbard continued to point out how the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima was tiny compared to today's nuclear bombs, and explained how the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima had a yield of just 15 kilotons of TNT, while nuclear bombs today range in size from 100 kilotons to over 1 megaton. "A single nuclear weapon today could kill millions in just minutes. Just one of these nuclear bombs would vaporize everything at its core, people, buildings, life itself. The shockwave would crush structures miles away, killing and maiming countless people, and then comes the fallout. Radioactive poison spreading through the air, water, and soil, condemning survivors to agonizing deaths, or lifelong suffering," Gabbard warned. "A nuclear winter could follow, with smoke and ash completely blocking the sun, plunging the world into darkness and cold, killing crops and starving billions. This isn't some made-up science fiction story. This is the reality of what's at stake, what we are facing now. Because as we stand here today, closer to the brink of nuclear annihilation than ever before, political elite and warmongers are carelessly fomenting fear and tensions between nuclear powers," Gabbard continued, calling for people to reject this path to nuclear war and instead to work toward a world where no one has to live in fear of a nuclear holocaust. Gabbard's video comes as President Donald Trump expressed in March that he thinks it would be great if everybody would get rid of their nuclear weapons. "We've made a lot of progress with Ukraine and a lot of progress with Russia over the last couple of days, and it would be great to bring that to an end, so we don't have to talk that way, about nuclear," Trump said. "It would be great if everybody would get rid of their nuclear weapons. Russia and us have by far the most. China will have an equal amount within 4 or 5 years, and it would be great if we could all denuclearize, because the power of nuclear weapons is crazy." In February, Trump spoke about plans to advance talks about denuclearizing with Russia and China, explaining that there was no reason to be building new nuclear weapons, Fox News reported. "There's no reason for us to be building brand new nuclear weapons. We already have so many," Trump told reporters. "You could destroy the world 50 times over, 100 times over. And here we are building new nuclear weapons, and they're building nuclear weapons." Deputy Chief of Staff for Gabbard, Alexa Henning, issued a statement to Breitbart News explaining that Trump has been unequivocal that we all need to do everything possible to work toward peace, and added that Gabbard supports the president's objectives of bringing peace and preventing wars. "Acknowledging the past is critical to inform the future," Henning said. "President Trump has repeatedly stated in the past that he recognizes the immeasurable suffering and annihilation can be caused by nuclear war, which is why he has been unequivocal that we all need to do everything possible to work towards peace." DNI Gabbard supports President Trump's clearly stated objectives of bringing about lasting peace and stability and preventing war.